Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Dr. Wayne Lees, the coordinator of Squeal on Pigs Manitoba. Thanks for joining us, Dr. Lees.
Well, thanks for having me.
The Swine Health Information Center, in its December e-newsletter, reports on the World Organization for Animal Health confirmation of the detection of African swine fever in wild boars found in Spain, ending Spain's over three decades of ASF-free status. What is the significance of this latest development, and what message does it send to North America?
That's a very interesting finding, actually, that in Spain, and this is just from what I've read, but they found the introduction of an African swine fever virus that was first detected in Georgia, in Eastern Europe. And so it's a strain that was not normally seen as circulating in Europe. So a couple of ways of, I guess, introduction. One of the theories is that it was a leak from a lab, which could be possible. But there was another also an introduction that was reported in Poland of somebody who had brought in a pig carcass, a wild pig carcass, and left it. And it was also infected with African swine fever. So I think what that says to me, Bruce, is that the methods of introduction of African swine fever could be accidental, they could be deliberate. And I think we need to keep our minds open to various ways of introducing foreign animal disease into our country. It just tells me that we need to be extremely alert.
How have global developments with regards to the spread of African swine fever influenced or changed the level of concern or attention, particularly in Canada, when it comes to addressing wild boar, wild pigs?
I think the level of attention has really gone up over the last year or two, and I think it's continuing to focus on not just the danger of introduction of African swine fever into wild boar, but also the maintenance of foreign animal disease in basically a wild population that can roam freely. And so that really adds a whole new level of complexity to any disease control effort. And so it becomes increasingly important, I think, to make sure that we are well aware of where the wild boar populations are and doing our best to eliminate or reduce them.
How does the Canadian situation with regards to wild boar and wild pigs compare with other regions around the world or even within North America?
Well, Eurasian wild boar are an introduced and invasive species in Canada, so they don't really belong here. They are native to Europe, so the climate in Europe, though, is quite close to the climate in Canada. So I think we can take lessons from wild boar control programs in Europe, but we can't really directly apply some of their methodologies to our country because, as I mentioned, they're not a native species, and we don't try to maintain them as a hunting population. We're actually trying to get rid of them as an invasive species. So I think our situation in Canada is very different from the U.S., obviously, where they have much warmer weather. It's very different from Australia, from Asia, and it's unique from Europe. So we have, I think, to take the best lessons that we can from other jurisdictions, but apply them in our context.
How do the risks of an ASF incursion compare, and what are the factors there?
Well, I think the risks of incursion can come from different sources. They could come from infected meat or meat products. They could come from feed ingredients. I think the border services are pretty well aware of those factors, and they do their best to make sure that we're not importing potentially infected products into this country. But as I say, there are different ways of bringing African swine fever into the country. Some are accidental and some could be deliberate. So I think we need to be aware of those.
Animal Health Canada has released the 2024 Canadian Invasive Wild Pig Report, which can be found at animalhealthcanada.ca. What does that report cover, and what is the significance of it?
That report is the second one that we've put out. The first one came out in covering the 2023 data, but that report covers all of the confirmed sightings and signs that we have seen across the country. It goes from British Columbia to Ontario, and it puts some scientific rigor on the where wild pigs could be, so that we have some sense of, where are the high risk areas if there were African swine fever introductions into this country. So it's a, I think it'll be an annual report that the provinces will put together. Each province contributes to it, as I mentioned, from British Columbia to Ontario, and it tells us where the hot spots are, and it shows where we've actually taken action to reduce wild pig populations.
What new light does this report shed on the Canadian situation?
Well, if you look at the map follows the contour of where agricultural land meets parkland. And so it's, I think, shows very well where the potential habitat of wild pigs could be. And so I think then that helps to create a more realistic approach then to wild pig control. Not likely to have high numbers, if any, wild pigs in the northern boreal forests. Simply, the habitat isn't conducive to their survival. Similarly, not likely to have numbers of wild pigs on the wide open prairies, the treeless prairies. So, this gives us, I think, a much better way to focus our efforts on determining where the wild pig populations are and where we need to focus our efforts.
What are we seeing in terms of progress at this stage?
Well, I can speak to Manitoba. We're pretty active in our wild pig control program. We'll probably have removed over 150 pigs so far this year, year to date. And so that's in keeping with the wild pig removals that we've seen over the last number of years. So we're learning more and more about where these animals like to live. We're learning more and more about their habitat and their behavior. So I think as we get better at this, we're starting to refine our methods a little bit more, and it's becoming, I think, a little bit more science, a little bit of art, and a lot of field knowledge that combines to our control efforts.
How is the information contained in the 2024 Canadian Invasive Wild Pig Report being used? By whom? And to what ends?
Well, that report, as I mentioned, I think is the first summary of all of the provinces working together to provide a real picture of the wild pig situation as it stands today. So our trading partners can look at that report and they can get a much better sense of where wild pigs are and where they're not. I think the report can be used by the public, by natural resources folks, by agricultural folks to basically begin to understand where the risks are. And so it lends a lot of credence then to our field observations and the fact that we're not going to get overrun with wild pigs. We're not going to get millions and millions of them. Our population actually is quite low, but it does, I guess, reinforce the idea that we have an opportunity to actually control this population at this point and eventually eliminate them from Canada.
What does the future hold?
Well, I think I sort of look to the rat control program in Alberta as a model. Nobody thought that Alberta could become rat-free. That was started over 50 years ago. They got on it and they were persistent. And now Alberta does have that opportunity to maintain a province that is rat-free. I think we can do the same in the wild pig scenarios as well, so that with diligence, I think we can actually eliminate these animals and stop their invasive destruction of our habitat.
How can anyone interested get more information?
Well, you mentioned the Animal Health Canada website, so that's a good one. You can also go to Squeal on Pigs, which our website is squealonpigsmb.org. We publish quarterly maps there showing where we've had wild pigs sighted. We publish our annual reports there. So that's a good way to get some more background information, and especially about the Manitoba situation.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think we're maturing in our approach to wild pig control, and it's becoming, I think, a better understood problem. And as we understand the problem, we're able to deal with it better. And so I think we're using new tools in surveillance. We're still very active in contacting landowners. We'd really like the public or anybody who's a landowner to inform us if they do see wild pigs. That's really a cornerstone of our program, and it tells us where to look. So if they have information, they can call 1-833 Spot Pig or visit the website squealonpigsmb.org. Either way, we'll take your information and we'll start looking harder in that area for wild pigs.
And is there anything you would like to add?
I think you've covered it very well, Bruce. My suggestion is that we're really committed to this wild pig control program, and I think over time we'll be very successful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bruce.
Our guest has been Dr. Wayne Lees, the coordinator of Squeal on Pigs Manitoba. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.